Hello, my imaginary friends. It's Thursday. It's Thursday, and I'm driving, and I can see fields, sort of yellowy brown foliage on the left, punctuated by bits of green. On the right, mostly green. Perhaps punctuated by darker green trees. There are roads and there are roundabouts. There's a road I'm on, obviously, and there's a roundabout that I'm travelling across now. So I better change gear. I'll accelerate. And there's a barrier in the middle of the road between the people that are driving in the direction I'm driving and the people that are driving in the opposite direction to where I'm driving. So the question is, why am I driving in this direction and they're driving in that direction? Why didn't we just change places this morning or last night? If we'd slept in each other's houses, then we'd already be where we need to be rather than have to drive. Because for every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction, isn't there? And that's also true of driving. As I drive here in this direction, there's a white van driving in the opposite direction. Is that equal? Well, it's certainly opposite. Now, I can see a lorry, a low-loader lorry, with a large pile of planks and a large pile of metal poles, hollow metal poles. And they don't look like they're new metal poles or new planks. So why would somebody be transporting an old pile of planks and an old pile of poles? But of course, on the side of the lorry, it talks about scaffolding services. So it's actually scaffolding, and I've completely missed the union joints that must be on there as well, that turn that pile of planks and pile of poles into a working structure, a tall working structure that's safe for workmen to work on. Building workmen. Am I a workman? I do work. I have a job. I do work. But am I a workman? Because I'm using my voice, because I'm using a computer, I'm not nailing and hammering and painting with big thick brushes, putting licks of paint onto things. I'm not a workman, but I still work. And there's a bridge going across over the road. So why do we need bridges? Why does that path not just go up to the road and the people who walk that path just walk across, and we, as we drive along, we just stop and let them pass? Why don't we do that? Why do we have to build bridges? Why do we have to build bridges that... Building bridges is an interesting term. Building bridges is usually meant as, you know, you're connecting two things together that weren't able to be connected before. That's what we usually say, what we usually mean when we mean building bridges. But there is a sense that building bridges actually is an avoidance. So the pedestrians can avoid the fast-moving traffic of people audio-booing as they drive along. And conversely, the drivers who are driving along can avoid the pedestrians that would go on the bridge. So, yeah, it's more efficient if we don't trip over each other. So we build bridges of avoidance. Bridges of avoidance. So, a completely random mindful driving, mindful looking out the window while I drive, has led me to bridges of avoidance, which should be the name of my next book, or my next album, or my next song. or my next poem, or this audio boo. Thanks for listening, Toodle-boo.